You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On the Texas Rangers. I'm your host, Bryce Patrick, the baseball watcher, the baseball optimist now. It's been a lot of pessimism and reasons for pessimism. But you know, I'm trying to switch around because if I get too pessimistic, then it's just you're all going to be as sad as me, and I don't want that. But someone who is not as sad as me, someone who needs no introduction, but I give him one anyway. The OG Grant Schiller, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. We're recording this as soon as NBA free agency is happening, so I had to like turn all of my notifications from my phone off. Otherwise, it would have yeeted itself off my desk by now with all the signings and stuff. And you know, it's just as busy news season for baseball, right? Of course, right after I recorded yesterday's episode, the Rangers actually did some things. Because, of course.
I mean, is this not Locked On Mavericks?
No. No. Because we're not on YouTube. And we're not... we don't have as fancy of walls, wall art behind us for the team about which for podcasting.
And speak for yourself. My Rodrigue Bubois poster behind me is just glorious.
I'm not seeing that, but it might be invisible to the human eye, except for those who truly love and appreciate Rodrigue Bubois.
Yeah, you have to be a true believer to see it.
Ah, well, then I thought I was, but I guess I'm not quite there. But anyway, the actual news that happened is that John Blake maliciously and with malice aforethought released literally right after I finished recording Monday's episode, is that the Rangers are getting DJ Peters. He's added to the active roster. They already snagged him in a waiver claim earlier today, I think. And also Jimmy Herget is getting added to the active roster. David Dahl has been DFA'd, and DeMarcus Evans has been optioned back to Round Rock. And both of these are kind of surprising, not super surprising. I literally just yesterday talked about how like I wanted to see something from David Dahl, and apparently the something that I will end up seeing is him not being here anymore.
Yeah, he's bad. It's weird how bad he is, isn't it? Because
yeah,
I mean,
I was so surprised.
It was terrible last year in a limited sample, but I mean, he was such a hype prospect, and he was a Coors, yes. But he was a decent hitter for the first 3 years. And then the last two have just been brutal. I don't really know why that happens so dramatically. And it's not just Coors. Like, you don't go from that to this just because of the ballpark you play in.
Yeah, absolutely. And like he's been, like, not just, like... He just went straight up bad. You know, like even his like little, like he'd have like a week here, a week there that I'm like, oh, he's doing better. Like even that is not that great. I mean, right now, well, I guess this will end up being for the season with the Rangers, probably. Because I bet someone goes and takes a flyer on him. Maybe they can fix him. If the Rangers couldn't in all like this low pressure environment, I don't think it'll really work out for anybody else. But in 63 games, 220 plate appearances, he has an OPS plus of 56. He has 4 home runs, 11 doubles, hitting .210, on base .247, slugging .322. That's just not good. Not only is it not good enough, it's just not good. This team.
You know, it's a tough profile when you're not hitting for power, you don't take your walks, and you're a bad defensive outfielder. That's tough, man. So, I'm a little bit surprised they got rid of him. already, just given, you know, the other options. But you're not really missing out on anything here. He was just a body. So they go and they claim DJ Peters, and it makes sense to give him a bass instead of David Dahl, for sure.
Well, DJ Peters, for those of you who don't know, he's a former Dodger. He is 25 years old. Was actually, let's see if I'm reading this right. Yes, initially, well, I guess the second time he was drafted by the Rangers in the 36th round. But then, you know, he went and did some other things, got drafted in the fourth round by the Dodgers back in 2016. Went to high school in California, college in Nevada. Like I said, 25, listed as a center fielder. I think he's more of a corner outfielder in 18 games this year, 34 plate appearances with the Dodgers, which I believe, if I'm reading this, yeah, this is his first actual major league action. Hit 192, on base of 382, slugged 385. So a 767 OPS, which is, you know, pretty fine, but like obviously not exactly what the Dodgers were looking for. So they were more okay with giving up on him. But you said you've seen him in person a little bit, right?
Yeah, he came through Frisco with the Tulsa Drillers in both 2018 and 2019. Mm-hmm. So I got to see him a little bit. I wasn't his biggest fan. He was a pretty highly thought of prospect, at least in the Dodger system for a little while there. And I mean, you understood why when you watched him. He's got serious raw power. He wasn't slow. He's athletically, he was capable of playing the big league outfield and hit the ball very, very far. He also missed a lot of pitches in the zone. And I was kind of out on him. But at the same time, it makes sense to give him a chance if you're in the Rangers position. There's no harm. If it's him or David Dahl, I'm going to give it to Peters every day because he does have that athletic ability. I mean, you're going to see him swing and miss through a lot of fastballs at the belt and up. But you're also going to see him hit some balls really far, which surprisingly he hasn't done that much of this year. He's got a 139 ISO in AAA and a 192 in a small sample size in the big leagues. So I wonder if he's shortened up a little bit at the expense of really playing to his strength. So it'll be interesting. I don't expect he's going to be much. I don't expect he'll be on the roster even next year. But there's no reason not to play it out the rest of this year. Because until you're ready to bump Leody up, I don't think it's time for that. It's not like there's another outfielder who's really raring up to get here.
I mean, yeah. I mean, who else is going to get at-bats in left field if it's not him? It's going to be
Jason Martin.
Or Jason Martin. Eli White, I think, is going to be the everyday center fielder. And there's going to be more Adulis in the corners, which, you know, maybe that'll help Garcia kind of get out of his funk that he's been in for basically a month, which would be really nice. I know you weren't as high on him sustaining anywhere near what he did for as long as he did. And, you know, while I thought he was good, I didn't think he was going to continue to be, like, all-star level. But, like, the drop-off has been really, really steep. And, like, especially for how promising those first 2 months were, like, they need to do something. Like, just for him to prove he's, like, at least a starting caliber, like, big league player for another couple years at least. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for a local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. How would you endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning, such as, is your car an LX, an EX, while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brand from their warehouses happen to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com in your home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why spend up to 30, 50, even 100% more on the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low for every single customer. They've got everything you need. Go explore their easy-to-use website today and find the solution for your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck
write Locked On in their How'd You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
Yeah, I don't think he's a starting caliber big league player. I think he probably balances out. And to be clear, like, I mean, this is what I've thought even when he was going crazy in May. And that piqued my interest a little bit. Like, hey, maybe, like, he's not going to be this, but, you know, with the plus defense, maybe he can eke out a little bit more than this. But I think he balances out as a fourth or fifth outfielder. And to be honest with you, that's why it's so cool he made the All-Star game this year. Because that's not going to happen again. Like, that dude's forever an All-Star. And that's awesome.
And he earned it. And it wasn't...
Yeah.
I mean, like, even if it... If he, like, just goes, like, over for the rest of the year, which I don't think is going to happen, and, like, you know, doesn't make the big leagues next year, like, that's something that he gets to carry with him the rest of his life. And that's freaking awesome. And he earned every bit of it. And he was that good. Was, like, one of the best players in baseball for, like, a month and a half, which is wild and freaking awesome. And... was not just that, but just was so much fun. And, like, honestly, thank God for him, because that's when Joey was struggling, and I was like, all right, like, we need, please, God, give us something. Give us something besides, like, every fifth day Kyle Gibson being pretty good. Like, and he gave us that, and that's not nothing. That's important. That's valuable and something that I am very grateful for. But yeah, I mean, was it... actually on the pod, or was it just when we were texting, we were like having the argument of like, who do we think is the best Rangers player that's left on this team? And I don't even know at this point. I want to say
it's Dane Dunning, right? It has to be. Who else? I mean,
yeah, I think you might be right. Which, gosh, it's that or Nathaniel Lowe, which, you know, at this point, the highest war guy, according to Baseball Reference, that's left is IKF, who's at 2.6. I'm pretty sure Dulles was at 3 at one point, a 3 war player. Now he's down to 2.4. Dunning is at 1.2, and just behind him is Culberson and Nate Lowe at 1.1. So, good Lord, even in this top 12 that's listed here, Spencer Patton, who's played like less than 20 games in his 0.3 war, is closing in on Nick Solak, who played 92 games this year. I mean, even when I was trying to be positive and optimistic, just looking back, it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
geez.
It's an evaluation year where the evaluation on almost everybody is that guy's not a big league starter. I mean, you might be able to get another year out of Lowe as a big league starter and be okay with it. Maybe another year out of Connor Falefa. But come 2023, I don't think there's anybody in this lineup who you want as your starter. There's guys who are big leaguers. Like, Connor Falefa's a big league utility guy. Haim is a big leaguer in some capacity, whether that's platoon or backup or more than that. But I don't think any of these guys you're looking at, even your three-year plan and being like, yeah, that's the guy we're riding with.
What about Willie Calhoun? I mean, I know he's hurt and he's out for the rest of the year. But, like, I was thinking back, and I'm like, maybe he's the best player on this roster right now. Maybe you feel better about Dunning than him. But I don't know. I mean, like, he's at least going to get... I mean, we were worried about him not getting a chance, like, next year. But I'm pretty darn sure he's going to get a contract with Rangers for next year if he wants one and get some at bats, because it's not really looking like there's a lot better options that they're going to be circling for next year. Am I wrong?
No, not really. I mean, if they bring him back, that's fine. I like the guy. If they don't bring him back, I also think it's understandable. He just needs to hit the ball harder, man. He's a DH. He's got to smack that thing.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season, it's in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or your phone and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest info. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for a local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. How would you endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning, such as, is your car an LX, an EX, while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing only the brand from their warehouses that happen to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com in your home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why spend up to 30, 50, even 100% more on the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Prices at rockauto.com, they're always reliably low for every single customer. They've got everything you need. Go explore their easy-to-use website today and find the solution for your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How'd You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
Yeah. But I want him back just because he's fun. Like, that's kind of where we're at next year. Like, literally next year, like, I mean, not to make it, bring it back to the Mavs, but, like, there's some talk about the Mavs getting a guy, Goran Dragic, for if you don't listen, he's Luka, big stars, you know, former Slovenian national team, and kind of old and kind of not so good anymore, but bring him for the vibes, which, like, the Mavs are a good team contending. But, like, the Rangers are a bad team. You can bring whoever you want for the vibes. You can go get Hanser Alberto, go get like an entirely vibes team and go get the number one overall pick for 2023. Like, you know what? Why not? Why aren't we just like leaning into that as a thing?
Well, you know who would be good for the vibes? Top notch vibes guy, Joey Gallo. Just wish we could have had him, but you know, nothing you can do about that though.
No. Do we actually discuss like the actual, contract that was offered to him? Because
yeah, I found
the 4 years, $85 million, with incentives that could make it go up to $100 million, which, I mean, like, so at most if he achieves everything, that, I don't know what kind of riders would be in that, but you know. And Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News talked to Joey's agent, Scott Boris, who's, you know, I'm pretty sure he's like 80% of like MLB players' agents. Like, I don't know another player agent name in baseball besides him. Like, it's literally just everyone is belongs to Scott Boras. But you know, he was saying that they didn't make any contract demands of the Rangers. They weren't, like, was speculated there was no demand of like him getting a contract like Bryce Harper, which is in the $300 million range. But they received the offer, and he asked where they just had one question about that is, like, I asked, this is a quote directly from him, I asked where they saw Joey sat in relation to Elvis Andrews and Anthony Rendon. Boris said, there was never a counter offer or demand made. There was only a question asked. So the question, like we had talked about, that offer was so bad, there was no counter proposal. It's like, all right, you putting this on the deal, like on the table, is an indication that you're not serious. For comparison, Elvis Andrews signed a 8-year deal worth $120 million in guaranteed money. And this says they made an offer to Rendon worth nearly $200 million in December 2019. I don't think that was their offer, because I don't think that's a... I don't think that's a non-competitive offer that would have gotten them, you know, out of negotiating. Do you?
Well, didn't Rendon get like $250 million?
I mean, yeah, seven year, $245 million contract.
Yeah, so if you're coming up shy of $200 million, that's non-competitive.
Yeah. So, it's just like, what are you spending on? And, you know, I think something that's frustrating can make this ownership group less likely to want to spend money or care about contending. Because, you know, there are teams around baseball that don't really care about contending and don't want to spend money because they're going to make money anyway. And whether they're good or whether they're bad. So, like, why would they spend the money and in their eyes not get that much better of a product back? And I'm worried the Rangers becoming that. But this ballpark is still filling up. People are still going, even when the Rangers are terrible. Like, people are still buying merchandise. People are still watching games. Like, it's still a nice ballpark experience because they have a new ballpark. And so I'm worried that by them getting a new ballpark that they didn't even really pay for, and even when the team is just absolute doggy duty, they're not being incentivized to spend, especially when they can say that, oh, the ownership is spending money when they're, like, paying their guys to go play for other teams. But that's completely different than, like, committing to a long-term contract for a good baseball player.
Yeah, I mean, we've had many years of data now that just tells us that the owners aren't interested in spending much money on the team. And now we're at a point where it probably wouldn't be good for them to spend money on the team the next, at least this offseason, right? Because this team's just so far away from contending. Any deal you sign, by the time you're good again, you're at the back end of that where that's hampering you. Like, if you sign Trevor Story to a 5 or 6 year deal, by the time we're good again, that's bad money on Trevor Story. That's holding you back. So, I mean, I think a lot of the beats are saying that they're going to be spending this offseason. And I don't think they will based on the data. And I don't even think they should.
The only thing I think they should spend on is find another, like, one of those kind of deals, like a Kyle Gibson, Westland, whatever. Yeah. Go do one of those, like, mid-level 3-year deals, like around 3 years, $30 million total. Like, that's been almost exactly what, like, each of these last, like, 3 deals have been for these guys. So they've turned from kind of on the scrap heap into all-stars. Go find, like, instead of, like, one of those guys, go get, like, 2 of those guys. Like, go take some flyers on them, maybe even 3, because, you know, I don't think all of them are going to keep working out. If you just find whichever one of those guys that are your targets that you don't think are going to get the interest, show them interest early, and then go get them, help them, show them, like, hey, I know this team that you'd be signing on sucks real bad, and will continue to suck no matter how good you are, but look at these other people who are now on good teams and, you know, happy, healthy, and thriving, except for Mike Minor. Look at Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson, who are on contending teams and happy, healthy, and thriving, and that could be you if you come here.
Yeah, those mid-level deals, I'm down with that, because really those ones are easy to move, and you're signing them to try and rebuild value and trade them still, because in our timeline, I know John Daniels said 2023 is realistic.
I don't think it's even close to realistic.
No.
Like, unless that's the, like, that's when you start pulling out of the absolute tank. Like,
yeah.
That's the only thing that I think could be accurate about that. Is, like, that's when you're like, all right, we're not going for the number one overall pick anymore. We're trying to, like, start digging out of it.
Right, we're trying to get to 80 wins by 2023. That I could buy, not trying to be competitive by 2023. So really, any of those mid-level deals you sign are still to build value and then flip them for prospects or other big league assets, for the next competitive team.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And but, you know, while we're speaking of prospects, let's actually speak of prospects, some actual legitimate prospects. You know, this farm is, I think rankings might have it anywhere in, like, it could be a top 10 system next year. That'll be real close. I think right now most places have them about middle of the pack. And, yeah, you know, with these guys, well, I guess Spencer Howard doesn't help bolster the prospect ranking system, but, like, he's another good young piece. And I was wondering if I could get your thoughts on what Spencer Howard is and how the heck they even got How the heck they even got him, who is a former top prospect, even top 25 prospect in some lists overall.
Yeah, I'm going to be really interested to see. I'm going to be tuning into the starts because I'm really interested to see how he looks. He's weird. He's got a below. I mean, his fat. He doesn't spin the fastball real well, and the velo's above average, but it's not like the mega velo he used to have. It's a four seamer, so I mean, you're looking for it to spin. It's not like it's a two seamer where you're not. And he throws it 70% of the time, so it's weird. The off speed stuff.
Technically, rates, it's 69.3% of the time, which I think is pretty nice.
Well, and that rounds down to 69%, so I'm just way off. so I think the off-speed stuff, when he throws it, rates pretty decently, but he hasn't thrown it much. So I don't know if that's an arm care thing, or if that's a Phillies thing, or if that's a Spencer Howard thing. But he's got to throw the off-speed stuff more to be successful. Because even if he's got an above-average fastball, which maybe he does, it's not the kind of fastball you can throw 69.3% of the time with the hot spot of it being middle-middle and succeed with. But at the same time, he is very recently a top prospect. The other off-speed stuff does rate pretty okay.
Yeah, and I've seen good grades on, like, all of them.
Right.
And, like, especially on the changeup seems really nice. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I really like a good changeup. Like, it's just... it's one of those little things. You don't see it very often. Like Mike Minor had one. I'm trying to think of any other range. Cole Hamels had a really good one. But like when they're good, it's just like, it's a really effective tool if you know how to use it well.
Yeah. It's really aesthetically pleasing. So I'll be interested to see how he looks the rest of the year. I think it makes sense to make him a target. And I think it makes sense, even though it makes me sad, to include Kraus going the other way, if that's what it took and he's your top option there. I disagree with Evan Grant a little bit, who said that I think his word was that Gibson and Kennedy have middling value. It may not be crazy high value, but even if Gibson's a back of the rotation guy or a four, which he likely is.
I don't know, but I think four seems like it seems harsh. Like he's at the very least a three. I mean, because, like, just that threes, or, like, fours don't have that long a string of consistently good starts. Like, they might have that many good starts in total, but, like, it's not, like, he had, what, three, four stinkers this year?
It was the
first one, and then the last three. But, like, what was that, 10, 11 starts in a row that were all pretty dang good?
Yeah, okay, so, I mean, let's just say he's a three. You have that where we're covering the cost for this year. The next year's under contract for $7 million. It's not exactly middling value. That's a pretty good piece to get for both this year and next.
That's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rangers. Before we go, I wanted to give a shout-out to some things that happened in last night's game. First, big shout-out to Curtis Terry, getting his first two major league hits. A double into left field was his first major league hit. Absolutely smacked it. He was 0-for-20 to start his MLB career. 0-for-20. It's kind of like Eli White last year, because Eli White was absolutely hitting ropes. Curtis Terry wasn't always hitting ropes that were just getting caught. But doesn't matter. He has his first major league hit. You know, that official feel like a big leaguer moment. Also, shout out to another solid start from Dane Dunning. 5 innings of one-run ball. The 26-year-old has done pretty well this season. And a shutout 4 innings from the bullpen, 2 from Jimmy Hergett, 1 from Joe Barlow, 1 from Spencer Patton. Really solid all-around game. But, you know, that's kind of enough of that. We don't need another series win. We don't need to go full Tim Bogart energy and ruin the tank with a meaningless bat or good last couple months. It's fun to have the occasional win, but, like, let's calm down here. All right, let's not go too far. Curtis Terry can make all your home runs, like Shohei Ohtani home runs, make them big, make them majestic, make them wonderful, but also make them while the Rangers are losing 12-1. But that's going to do it for this edition. I'll be back another time later this week with Grant, and I'll also have another show with Stace of Locked On Yankees talking about Joey Gallo and all kinds of other fun stuff. Somehow we get into Benjamin Molina. Don't know how that happened, but it did anyway. So that'll be coming into your feeds later this week. But until next time, don't forget to enjoy baseball.